started out doing the having this idea to do a little feature for the end of the newscast on a local haunting on campus, and got permission to do it, and I went ahead and did it. And then as I was doing it, one of my friends down here said, there's an investigator who investigates this stuff. You want to give him a call? So we gave him a call, and right there it turned into a three-part series, like, immediately. He was willing to come down and do an investigation, so I was thrilled by that. So the first part of the three-part series was just about the haunting, the facts, people who have seen stuff. The second part was all about the investigator and what he's done and what he believes in. And the third part was him doing the investigation and what he found. And there was no real physical evidence, so it was kind of just, this is what I believe in, and yeah, there's something there. So it was interesting enough. And I had fun doing it, and it was really fun editing and being creative with doing all kinds of effects, having, like, transparent people walk past the camera and stuff. So that was really cool. And I went home that summer, and I wanted to come back that next fall and do something else like that. So I did some research on the net and kept in contact with the investigator. And he told me about a place in Decatur, Illinois that might be interesting to set up and do something there. And I researched it. I called the people that own the building. I set up an interview for late August. And as soon as I got back to school, I grabbed a system, went down there, and did an interview. And it was pretty interesting. I was just thinking about doing just a separate little piece on this. And then I realized I have this other three-part series. I could really make something out of this. And I asked my professor if I could get the go-ahead to make a half-hour show. And he said, sure, if you'd like to. And I went ahead and started, we just obtained an Abbott system. So, I mean, the potential was there for millions of different things I could do with this. And I went ahead and did all the interviews and set up cameras, three different cameras in a room, and tried to catch something on tape, which we did. And once we caught something on tape, it was open to speculation. You could argue that, and that would fill up the time. And got different opinions, professional opinions, just really dragged it out as much as I could with the time I had being a student. And it took about a total of, from start to finish, it took about 8 months. And I had one of my friends down here who knew a lot about After Effects and different programs on the Avid that can make it really look saucy. So he came in and helped me out, and it came together, and it was just, I couldn't believe I actually put together a half-hour show. Unfortunately, I couldn't air it anywhere else like PBS because I'd used copyrighted music, and it was all mixed down. So, but at least I have something like that under my belt. I have that experience of producing, directing, and putting together the entire thing.